This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. When Birds and Arrows first started making music, they mostly wrote love songs. But as the band got older, their work has grown beyond celebrations of romance. The music of Birds and Arrows has been shaped by a decade of living in Chapel Hill. And their new album, Coyotes, draws strongly from the landscapes of North Carolina. Birds and Arrows is Pete Connolly on vocals in Cajon, Andrea Connolly on guitar and vocals, and Kira Moore on the banjo. Birds and Arrows, welcome back to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Yeah. Thanks for having us again.
So, Andrea, let me ask you, how has North Carolina informed, you know, your music and what you're doing these days?
Well, a lot, actually, because we've recently, in the last year and change, I guess it's been a year and a couple months, moved up to Rougemont, North Carolina, which is about 20 miles north of Durham.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous. We live on 88 acres, a horse farm up there, in a really amazing cabin. And yeah, it just was really influenced the visuals and this beauty around
the
us. We couldn't
too,
help.
Yeah.
It couldn't help but influence that. And then, you know, also we've taken some trips down to the Sand Hills, which has also been a visually inspiring trip.
Yeah, which I think we mentioned in the first song, right?
That we we do in Inside Out. But yeah, North Carolina is so beautiful. And you're right, the sounds, Coyotes is one of them where we live now, and they're yipping and yowling all night long and foxes barking, and it's beautiful. It's really, we feel like we're, it's a big change from downtown Chapel Hill.
Well, I want to talk to you more about the sounds, too, and the soundscape, but let's hear Inside Out, if you don't mind.
No
we'll do
problem.
That, and then we'll come back and talk about more. Birds and Arrows.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A tired and weak down a drowning creek. No sense of direction. Water curls black like tea. With the sugar resurrection. Yesterday a bird came in. Clung to the curtain, his inside out, inside out, inside out. I should have seen the signs in the sand. Inside out.
Inside Out, Birds and Arrows from their latest CD, Coyotes. They're going to be playing at Casbah in Durham on May 23rd. They're here now. Pete Conley on cajon and vocals, Andrea Conley on guitar and vocals, Kira Moore on the banjo. And Kira, while you're tuning, may I ask you, you joined the band for this album, right?
No, I'm actually just sitting in, so I'm just sitting in for a... Oh, I was. I was on one song. I'm on the next song.
Do you remember? It was a lot of fun, dude.
I know, it was a lot of fun. But this is the first time that I'm actually playing with them at shows and everything.
What was that? What's that like for you? Because I know you've played with other bands and you've been playing around in the area for a while now. What's it like to play with these guys?
It's amazing because I feel like I'm coming back to my best friend, Andrea. So we used to play in Sweet By and By and... All female, we had so much fun. So it's great. I know them so well, so it feels really easy.
You know, you were talking about the landscapes of North Carolina and how that plays a part in songwriting. And I don't know if you saw Muscle Shoals, that documentary on the Muscle Shoals.
I've seen parts of it.
The deal they made of the river that ran through that and pointing out, obviously, the Mississippi River, an important part of the music scene in America, mm-hmm. and water. Do you have any water flowing through your place in Rougemont?
We do. We do. We have a beautiful little creek that comes through. And then it just, I guess, what is it part of? What is it coming from?
I don't know what it's part of, but I think it probably goes into the Flat River.
There's
a crossing that on the way to the back pasture on the gravel road, you have to kind of drive through the creek on top of the rocks. So that's kind of like an adventure every time you have to go back there
It's true. And walking the horses through that is kind of fun, too. Yeah.
How has your songwriting process changed any? What is it now? And is it any different than it was when you got together at first, Andrea?
Yeah, I think it has a lot. Because we started doing song by song where I would be the primary writer and then Pete would accent it with harmonies or the rhythms and vice versa. He would write a song and bring it to me. Now we do a lot more collaborative work where we you know, like to write together and approach each other much earlier on in the process. And arrange it together.
Yeah, like now I may come up with a good chorus to a song, and then instead of just racking my brain to figure out the best verse, I will, we'll work together on making a verse that fits it, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Do another song for us now?
Yeah, we'd love to. This one is actually Coyotes, called Coyotes. It's the title track for the record, and it's our very mildly political song, I guess you could call it.
Quite appropriate for this Friday.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That banjo. We got it. Ready?
Yep. One, two, three, four. Oh,
this old me. Hairs on my neck bristle bittersweet. If there's time, I think we should open up our eyes, share the neighborhood.
Coyote's title track from Birds and Arrows' latest CD. They're going to be playing at Casbah in Durham on May 23rd.
Yeah.
So we're talking about immigration in America. A change for you. I mean, tell us about that song and what got you going on it, why you wanted to write it.
Yeah, Pete really started that one at first, and it was during the time when politics couldn't help but creep into our music. We're inspired by politics and we like to be involved, but it doesn't always inspire us to do art. For some reason, it doesn't cross over for us very often. But Pete, I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, well, one of the kind of the metaphors I liked about the the coyotes or the pack mentality is this whole super pack thing, which mm-hmm. is like people cooperate to tear something apart.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of what I was kind of rolling with there.
So this is not people helping people across the taking advantage of people, I guess. That's the other side in the immigration question.
Those
people who exploit people to get them across the border and then they come here. And life even gets harder for them.
Absolutely.
So it's an interesting metaphor. And see, when you get artistic, you can get all kinds of things that work their way into the music. Is this different for you? Is this a new direction, do you think? Will there be more political stuff?
I think, as like at the beginning of the show, you said we kind of meander a little bit away from just straight up love songs. I think, more interesting subject matter. Not that love is not interesting, but different subject
matter.
We've been
in love for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's awesome.
And we're just out of songs.
Yes, we're out of songs for now.
It's
don't
like,
do
yeah,
more.
Yeah, we're in love. Cool. Okay. Let's
yeah.
I get it. Can you write about something else now? Well, that's great. Listen, I want to let you play us out, but first I want to thank you for being on the program, Birds and Arrows.
Frank.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And I want to remind everybody that Birds and Arrows is Pete Connolly, Andrea Connolly, and Kira Moore. Their new album is Coyotes, and they're going to play at the Casbah in Durham on May 23rd. I want to remind you also that you can go to our website, stateofthings.org, to find out more about the show and find out about past editions of this program, and then tell you that this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Birds and Arrows. Were you?
you're too drunk to see, writing your tragedy, composing your ending like a song. But you went the worst way, the loneliest way. You hung from the saddest tree in the garden and in full bloom. Your wisteria too, the fragrance hung heavy.